This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Even with all the warnings about the importance of saving for retirement, more and more people are raiding those funds for other purposes. They're using 401ks and IRAs for things like new business startups, purchasing rental property, and private equity investment. An entire industry has sprung up around accessing retirement funds early. Financial companies are advertising that they can help you make money off investing your retirement money tax-free. Stephen Davidoff writes the Deal Professor column for the New York Times, and he wrote this week about the risks involved in allowing people to use retirement money for, well, anything but retirement. Welcome.
Good day.
We say all the time on this program, of course, that it is never a good idea to raid your retirement funds. But, you know, there are a few exceptions. You know, if you are having trouble making ends meet, if you're perhaps looking to buy a first home. But this is something different entirely. So what are these folks doing now?
In one version, they're rolling over their 401k, starting a company, creating a new 401k, and funding their new business with their retirement.
And is this something fairly new?
It's not new. It's been around for a few years. But if you've flown an airline in the last few months, you've seen now that they're advertising this. Bored with your business, bored with your job, start a new job, use your retirement funds.
And where does this all go wrong then?
Well, it all goes wrong because, as we know, starting a business is a risky endeavor. And using your retirement funds for it can leave you nothing. The businesses that are started, the IRS found that most have actually failed using this technique. Some may be as successful as Mitt Romney's use of his IRA, but most are not.
How did he use his IRA?
Oh, fantastically, Tess. Essentially, he put in about, we're not sure the exact numbers, but about $500,000 more or less, and was able to deposit his private equity investments into his IRA. And he's turned $500,000 into estimated $20 million to $100 million, all tax-free.
Wow. Well, why can't the rest of us do that then?
We can. If you go to work for a private equity firm and they're willing to allow you to invest through their IRAs, and in fact, you can do many types of investments through your IRAs. If you want to buy gold, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
People buy cattle, real estate. There's one man who actually had a musical instrument rental business running out of his IRA.
I think that there are some people out there who think of their 401k not just as a retirement fund, but as just a savings vehicle, that somehow it is different from, say, the money that was set aside in the old-fashioned pension. Do you think there's something behaviorally going on here?
Absolutely. People like to speculate. We saw this during the tech bubble when people were day trading their IRAs, mm-hmm. their 401ks. That didn't work out very well. And second, what we're seeing is herd behavior. People, they follow the herd. And so if you watch Fox News, if you watch certain TV shows, there's a lot of gold ads. So people are piling in, speculating through their IRAs. And I think, Tess, there's a third problem with this, which is that this is all tax-free. So for many people, it just won't work out. But if there's gains, they can be spectacular, and that's money that, frankly, is sheltered from taxes and probably not what the people who developed IRAs or 401ks meant to give a tax benefit to, right? We were having a contest in my office yesterday trying to name the most fun thing we could invest our IRAs in, and I came up with buffalo.
Oh, no.
It's such a great image, right? Your IRA is sitting there in an account. You look at a number, but it's actually a herd of buffalo.
Okay.
It's not meant to be this speculative vehicle. It's meant to be there 30 years from now. But if you're going to do it through a retirement plan, perhaps we should think about whether that should be allowed or not.
Well, what kind of regulations are there on these businesses that are now encouraging people to take money out of retirement and funnel it into some new business?
None that I know of. The IRS investigated these plans earlier in 2009, one form of them. And actually, one of the schemes to use your 401k or IRA to start a business is called a ROBS plan, ironically enough, a rollover for business startups. And you really can't make this stuff up. And the IRS looked at it, found that many of these businesses failed. In fact, most of these businesses failed, but did nothing more than say, we're going to scrutinize them to make sure they follow the strict IRS regulations to do this. And it's very intricate. It's very hard to do. You often need an IRS letter. And study after study has found that the general person on the street just isn't Mitt Romney.
Stephen Davidoff is an associate professor of law and finance at Ohio State University and author of the Deal Professor column in the New York Times. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.